Let's mix it on up, Marcos. What do we got here, dude?
You know, they used to call me Glenn Rice on the court when I used to take the court.
No one called you that. Stop
Nobody
it.
Called you
sorry,
that.
Sorry. Extra Rice. They used to call me Extra. Sorry about that. Small correction there. We are opening up this mix bag with a big ol' I told you so.
Oh, you're talking right to Tobin, right?
Coming. Oh, this is for everybody. This is for all of America. This is for the whole world at this point because she's global. Yeah, he's working his way up there, draining her of her powers. Travis Kelce.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Yeah, he admitted he loves being the villain.
I love it. At one point in time, you know, it wasn't that. And,
yeah, you were the Cinder. You guys were the darling of the NFL.
Yeah, I was the do you feel bad for him guys. And
you're now the heel.
I'm enjoying doing this with the guys together, the guys that we have in there, because it's like it just makes us even more of a family.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the problem. Here's the problem. It's not his fault. Right, it's not Kansas City's fault. It's our fault, cause you know we were so happy when he finally got one. We were so happy when Mahomes won it. You're like, oh, could this be? And then they start winning everything. You're like, nope, too tired, heel. Like, yeah, I did the same thing with Tom Brady. But I can tell you why. Why? They're not fun to watch anymore. They used to be really fun to watch. They're not a fun team anymore. Like, they used to be no-look throws, wild bombs, yeah, speed. They're not fun anymore. Okay. That's all fine and great. It's true. You know what's fun?
If you say winning, it's the lamest response ever.
Winning's not fun?
Dude, it's not. You're not a fan of the Chiefs, okay?
Remember, no. He likes okay? having fun.
So, if it's a team that I don't root for, dazzle me. Dazzle me, and they've gotten more and more boring by
That's
the
why
ends.
You got zero championships, though.
But they win.
Because you want to have fun.
No, that's not true.
I want to win.
That's not true, but they were fun, and they
Guess
won.
What?
You they know were what fun, and they won.
You know what fun got you? 15-1 and watching the Super Bowl from your backyard.
Okay, dude.
That's what fun
it
got you.
It doesn't always come back to 1998.
Why not?
It doesn't always come back to 1998. I'm sorry he missed the kick.
I lived it.
You want to know something?
It was fun.
It was a routine kick.
It was fun.
It was a routine kick.
It was fun, though.
It had nothing to do with you.
We had fun all season.
Okay.
Watch Super Bowl from my backyard. Fireworks. Denver Broncos.
Terrell Davis was fun. What?
See? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay. Remember when you, Elway?
When you,
helicopter?
When you live it, sure you want to be the dominant offense, and sure you want to be flat, but in the end, all you want to do is win. I know it's boring. I know that's boring. But can I ask you this?
Yep.
Would you rather the Dolphins lead the league in scoring or advance in the playoffs?
Of course I'd want them to advance in the playoffs. This is why you're not a grown-up, though, because what did I just say? And you completely ignore it. If I don't root for you, entertain me. I didn't say a team that I root for. If I'm a Chiefs fan, of course I'm like, oh, I'm boring. I would expect every Chiefs. Trust me, they all let you know. It's become the most unctuous fan base in the entire league. Oh. Everybody's like, oh, I feel so sorry. I'm like, dude, guess what? You still live in a city that's named after a state that you don't even live in. So why don't you shut up for a second? All right. Second of all, you guys haven't been interesting since Patrick Mahomes had that unbelievable incompletion like four Super Bowls ago. Boring enough. Get over yourselves, all of them.
Wow. Preach.
Congratulations. You're great, but you used to be box office, and now snooze fest.
So New England wasn't.
You're not helping the argument.
I know.
They were tremendously boring. I know. They didn't even give. The only thing that they gave us was cheating scandals. That was the only thing interesting about them. It was
so
Bruce.
When was the last?
The only fun Patriots team was the one that was the one that lost.
Oh, with Randy Moss.
That was all. That was
because they scored a bunch of points. So, wait a minute.
Yep.
Was Peyton Manning fun?
Like, when was the last time you saw a fun? Was it Kansas City early?
Yeah,
the first?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, but for the most part, like, even when the Rams won.
Rams were fun.
The Rams were fun, but they wasn't fun in the Super Bowl. They
that was a great Super Bowl. What are you talking about?
Nick Foles? That was fun.
Huh?
Remember that, the Philly special?
Foles, yeah.
That was fun.
Yep. He was fired.
Philly special. It's one of the classic plays.
Yeah.
You guys are making my point for me.
No, I'm not.
Buxton.
Like, I agree with you.
Like, I just think.
Travis Kelce is a jerk.
The winning part of it is the most important part.
Great.
Like, you want. Like,
don't snooze in the Super Bowl.
Hey.
You.
What do you mean don't snooze?
Don't get bored.
I'm not going to get bored.
And then I had him all last year. He was
come on.
Brock Purdy.
Boo-boo, dude.
I had that to
I'm surprised he had time to say anything with the way he was stuffing his face.
Well, you know, that's, you know, he was very hungry after stopping at 9 Walgreens for ranch.
Oh, that might be, dude, can I just tell you?
Classic me.
Dude, no. That's pretty good. Hey, you got a Walgreens by your house? They don't have any ranch at the one I'm at. I'm like, why are you buying ranch from Walgreens?
See, you guys don't understand. It was such a hit. They were sold out everywhere.
Wait, how long do you think?
You're ridiculous.
Wait, just out of curiosity, you ever wonder when you walk to and go, oh, they have ranch?
Yeah.
How long has this been sitting here?
Well, if you blow off the dust, then you can see the expiration date, and you should be fine.
Oh, my goodness. That's so bad.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
I have an interesting comment made by Mr. Cameron Newton.
Okay.
He had to make a choice in one of these hypotheticals. Would he trade his MVP trophy for a Super Bowl trophy? And this is what the former first-round pick had to say.
I ask you, Cam, if you could give back that league MVP for a Super Bowl championship, would you do it?
Nope.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
Why?
What's more important, impact or championships? Everybody's not going to be Michael Jordan. Everybody's not going to be Patrick Mahomes. Everybody's not going to be these individuals who have the luxury of saying, hey, I not only dominated this sport, but I also have championships to back it. Like, let me remind you, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Respectfully, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. So, yes, when you look at those guys and you say, okay, what's more important? Would you have preferred to win a Super Bowl? I think that that's the humble approach. But if we're being honest, the impact of you holding yourself accountable to say everybody has a responsibility to do. And you can say as an MVP award winner or All-American, you've held yourself or you've held your end of the bargain down. And that's what it really comes down to for me. I know that's not the popular pick. I'm trying to be popularized. But my take is I'm taking individual success because I did my job. Football is not about one guy trying to do 11 jobs. Mm-hmm. It's 11 guys doing one job. And if everybody does their job best, famous words of our coach, Belichick, just do your job.
Just do it.
I agree with him to a certain extent. I would say this.
How are you going to agree with him after you just got this whole thing about winning?
Hold on. let me.
Tobin is not having to be in that.
Let me finish. The thing that I would say about it is what he was saying is kind of accurate, that you would have – it would do more for your career if you have an MVP or you just win a Super Bowl. An MVP will do more for Cam than a Super Bowl will for Brad Johnson.
Do you think if Lamar Jackson was to answer that right now?
He would say Super Bowl because he already got 2 MVPs and maybe 3.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's a different thing. Cam has 1, right? So that was his year. However, let me tell you why he probably shouldn't have said it. Okay. We have problems in sports when you get this feeling. This guy is not about the team. He's about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that would suggest or insinuate that is looked upon, even if it's honest, is looked upon in a negative way in a team sport. Now, when it gets down to it, we all gonna blame you. We all gonna blame Cam for not going diving for that ball. We all gonna blame Cam. But it's a team sport. You got to speak of it in team sport. So if you then say, no, I'm glad I got mine, you put all the responsibility and the blame on me anyway.
Do you think if Cam – but here's the thing I would ask Cam, right?
Yeah.
If he wins that Super Bowl and doesn't win the MVP, don't you think he sticks around the league longer? When you're a champion, I feel like that holds a greater weight. Like, you're probably never leaving Carolina.
Well, here's the problem with Cam. I really believe that he was one of those ball holders. You know, the quarterbacks that hold on the ball because they were great athletes
They
played. When he couldn't run, the facts about playing that position came to the forefront.
Yeah.
And all the other skills. And so that's what his end was. A lot of quarterbacks come into the league like that, but the one thing that some of them do is they develop the other skills. Cam played the position like, I'm always going to be the biggest, the fastest, and the strongest. I ain't never got to worry about the other stuff because I'm just going to be me.
Yep.
And that's what caught up to him. So when all these teams tried to kick the tires on the great Cam Newton, right? They realized, oh, he can't throw. Oh, he can't play. Oh, he can't. He can't do this. But I don't think there's anything wrong with what he said. I just think the way we view a team sport, we pick and choose how we view a team sport, right? Like, if Cam loses the Super Bowl, we're going to blame Cam. If Cam answers this question, we're going to say he only thinking about Cam. But
so I thought it was a well thought out. I thought it was a well said answer.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't know
because there's no way to actually. What if I say he was the Super Bowl MVP?
Yeah, well, I would guess that he won.
Right. No. But I'm saying, then we ask him that question, and he didn't have an MVP.
No, but I'm
the answer would be different.
I just think that currency wise, like, I feel like him being a Super Bowl quarterback, like, that's one of those things. Well, they could never take that away from you.
Yeah,
like,
but how many Super Bowl quarterbacks that?
But none
you
of the guys.
But here's
the thing: none of the guys that he talked about, like, were MVP caliber players. You
right,
know?
He was always going to be an MVP caliber.
So, like, if Josh Allen wins the MVP this year, like, I still feel like the bigger thing and the bigger knock is, well, he can never be Patrick Mahomes. Even if he wins the MVP.
Yeah, I understand. I would just say this: a lot of times in hypothetical situations, you have to pick a lane,
mm-hmm.
and usually your lane is never, you never consider the other side. So Cam is only going to look at it from his MVP point of view. He doesn't know what it's like to win a Super Bowl and what a Super Bowl could do for him. He does know what MVP could do for him. So maybe he's answering that question, and he's developed answers around that question simply because he's won an MVP, he hasn't won a Super Bowl, and he's looking at and saying, if I won a Super Bowl, I'm going to be compared to Brad Johnson and Jeff Hostetler.
That's definitely going to happen.
But that's basically what he's saying, right? But he's saying that MVP.
Can we talk about how Frog Boy is just terrible at keeping us on schedule? Like, hey, tell us to break, dude.
What
are you doing?
Got to take accountability sometimes. It's my fault.
Take a break. We're back with the final hour after this.